I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Larry Steinhaus Show.
All right. Every once in a while when the music starts, I just don't even want to say anything. I just want to see it. You know, we could just enjoy the calmness that we had right before the show.
Okay.
So sometimes I'm just like listening to the music. I'm like, I don't want to say anything. But you know what? I have to do the intro. And Omri's not here to interrupt the intro. So let's see if I can get through it. All right.
So I'm not supposed to interrupt. Is that what you have in here?
There we go. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Larry Steinhaus Show. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus, and joining me today is the brilliant Dr. Debbie Anderson, bringing her sharp insight, guidance, and no-nonsense perspective. Ami Marad is out today cheering on his son at a soccer game, I believe, but we still got a packed, action-packed show. That's a weird...
That's not a good one.
Yeah. Anyway, well, as you guys know, this is always generated by ChatGPT.
Which is Susan, who's doing a terrible job.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell Susan she's doing a terrible job.
Let me go on. We'll dive into stock options, real estate, and wealth building strategies, including some of my recent wins that you won't want to miss. We'll also cover the latest news, politics, and economic trends, showing you how it all affects your money and your financial future. We are broadcasting live from Investor Schooling Headquarters, your home for learning how to invest, grow your wealth, and take control of your finances. Don't forget to RSVP for a free Thursday night class at investorschooling.com. It's a perfect chance to get hands-on guidance and start building your financial freedom. A big shout out to our newest sponsor. Wait till you hear about this marketing agency near you. They handle all of our websites, including investorschooling.com, Sultan Income Fund, LarrySteinhaus.com, and even our charity, Lev27. For PR coverage, media features, SEO, smart websites, and advertising, claim your free consultation and plan at yourfreeplan.com. That's yourfreeplan.com. Don't wait. Go there right now. Also, a big thanks to the Sultan Income Fund. Invest with the Sultan. Collect like a king. Designed for accredited investors with a preferred return of 36 to 48% per year. We'll be talking about that a little bit more later also. And we want to hear from you. Don't forget to call us at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. And you can join the conversation, ask questions, or share your thoughts, right? So grab your coffee, buckle up, and get ready for another insightful, funny, and strategically packed episode of The Larry Steinhaus Show. That was a lot.
That was a lot, actually.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a lot.
So there were two things that we were talking about right before, and the first one was about they were always talking about it's a dollar a minute for the psychics, and they don't accept most of the psychics that apply. I thought that's always funny because, I kind of like that stuff. I mean,
right.
I told you I had somebody clear my house, and I spent quite a lot more than a dollar a minute.
You're one of those woo-woo psychic believer people.
No, I'm not a woo-woo psychic believer. You've got to take all that stuff in stride. But there's definitely some truth to some of it, you know, if they're
talented.
Whether
there's truth or not, it worked for you.
It worked for me.
You had a ghost in your house or apparently
I had lots of things going on in my house.
And you hired somebody, which we know,
which is why.
The funny part is she's actually a client.
Yeah.
And you came to me and you're like, you know, should I hire her for this? I'm like, I don't know.
I don't think. So we were, when I met her, we were doing the financial IQ when we were in Vegas.
Right.
And it was Saturday night. We had a big party at your room because you had a big, huge room to kind of show everybody, hey, everybody can do this, right? To had, what, you had a piano in there, you had a pool table in there, you know, it was huge.
So, I had a huge suite that we had a big party in.
You had a huge suite, and then we actually closed one of the rooms off, so it was just the one room that you didn't even get to see the big bathroom in the bedroom and everything else that you had in there. But anyway, it just happened to be that, because I didn't really know her beforehand, and we just were sitting on the couch together, and we just started talking, and like, I don't usually bring up any of that stuff, because I just don't want people to think I'm crazy, and we just started sitting down, and for some reason, it just kind of happened, like, organically, right? We were having this conversation, and then she's like, you know, I do this for a living. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then, you know, we start talking, and then I looked up her prices, and her prices were insane. I'm like, are you at least going to give me a discount? She's like, no, this is how I make my living. And I'm like,
you know, I'm so glad she said that. I'm so glad she did not discount her price. You know why?
Why?
Because you should never discount your price for anybody. Because when you discount your price for anything that you do, for anyone, it takes away the value.
Okay.
Like, in other words, if, you know, like, I mean, there's a little bit of negotiation room and everything.
Right.
But there's not really discounting a price, right? So, like, you know, like, when we do, for example, the money hacks, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're selling tickets. But, you know, the goal is to fill the room. So what we're doing is we give a half-price ticket, but that's a half-price ticket. It's not if somebody called me up and said, hey, I want a free ticket or I want a ticket for $25. You know, that's not how it works, you know?
Right.
Because it diminishes the value. So, by the way, if you want to go to 4mmw.com, that's 4mmw.com.
The number 4, mmw.com.
You go to the next one, and if you use the coupon code FIDDY, F-I-D-D-Y, you get a half-price ticket.
Right.
So I'm actually glad. So people come to us like, you know, can you? Some people actually make me laugh. They're like, "Hey, what if you buy houses and we partner on them and then we split half the profit?" I'm like, "What do I need you for?" You know, it always makes me laugh.
Yeah, we get that a lot. It's just like, "Hey, I wanna join your school, and I'll tell you what, I'll work for you, and then you help me, and then I'll give you some of the profits." It's just like, "Yeah, well, we could do it on our own, and we don't need your help, but thank you so much for that." It's like, "Okay, sure." Right. Like, there's no benefit to us. But
so, you know what I started to say to people on that one?
What's that?
So, like, somebody says to me, "Hey, what if we partner on deals and I pay you out of that?" I'm like, "Okay, I'll tell you what. This is how we do it. We take $100,000 and we put it in escrow. And if you don't do the work exactly what I tell you to do within 6 months, I take the $100,000.
And they say?
And they say, no, I should just join the school. It's a lot cheaper now. I'm like, no kidding. So come join the school, learn how to do it, and you can do it yourself. And then later on, if you're valuable and you come across a deal you can't handle, we'll do it together.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's just funny. So the only reason, I interrupted your story, but it just...
No, it's fine.
It's one of those things.
So, I'm used to it. So if it's not Omri, it's you. You know, it's not you, it's Omri. You know what I mean? I'm like, this is my life on the radio show. I just get interrupted, and that's just how it is, right?
All right. So the psychic, use her name, Tammy?
Tammy, right? Tammy. So anyway, so she... I looked, she's like, I do this, and I do this, and I do that. And I was telling her about what was going on in my house. And in a nutshell, I'm not going to go into it too much, but in a nutshell, I don't know, I think it's been 3 years now. It's almost 3 years now that a car went through my house. So when that happened, I was displaced for like five or six months or something like that. We went to another place that was actually in Levittown, and the place was from the 1800s. It was a really old house. And, you know, I'm not necessarily a fan of old houses. My husband loves all the character, and they're usually pretty cool, but it's different, whatever. Anyway, so we walked in, and we're like, all right, we have no... Because we were living in a hotel for about a month with our dogs, and it was just, you know, and our kids. It was just a mess. Anyway, so we went there, and we were there for like 4 or 5 months or 6 months or something, and all these weird things were happening that were not good. So we ended up doing an emergency move out, and I actually had some of the students at the school help me. I'm like, I called them up at 7 in the morning. I'm like, help me move out of this place. I need to get out of here today. And a bunch of students came and helped me, which was really great. And some things came with us. A bunch of things came home with us. So ever since that happened, we had things going on in our house that was
not
great.
It's like the Haunted Mansion. When you go to Disney, the Haunted Mansion, and the ghosts ride with you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but it's just... like in the mirror, you see them, right?
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
The
on
ghosts
the
are riding with you, trying to escape the Haunted Mansion, right?
And so, that's actually what it was. So, you know, I swear to God, the things that came with us were coming with us to get away from whatever was in that house. There was other things in that house.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, a number of things came with us.
But
I swear, they were leaving that house because there was other things going on in that house that they needed to get away from. So they came with us, which was not really great. Anyway, so then we were struggling with it for a while, and I didn't want to do a clearing because, you know, when I did the clearing and then all this crap happened. Anyway, so I was talking to Tammy. We're sitting down at the Saturday night thing, And we just hit it off. It was just very, like I said, it was great. Very natural, organic. She's so sweet. She's super nice.
Right.
I really like her. I didn't realize that's what she did for a living.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that. And it just, like I said, and then she's like, oh, you know, I do this. And I'm like, can you help me? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I can tell you. And she started telling me things that I already knew that I had never told her about. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like instant. She's like, well, there's this and there's this. And they know about that. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, all right, come help me. She's like, yes, go to my website and make an appointment. And I go to her website and she was like $700. You know what I mean? She was expensive, you know, for 50 minutes, 50 minutes. She's crazy.
She gave you a discount. Anyway.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
I'm kidding. I'm just saying I thought she was more expensive than that.
Are you trying to interrupt me for a reason?
Yeah, what?
Are you trying to interrupt me for a reason?
Yeah, because we have a caller on the line. I want to go to him.
Oh, all right. So
what's going on, Ken?
I was just following up when you talked about your stocks and options, and I didn't quite understand. You're quoting, like, I don't know, $5,000 a month or $5,000 every contract period.
Yeah, it's about $3,000 to $4,000 a month is what we're making.
How much money you have to have?
Wait, what was your question again?
What is the amount of money or number of contracts to represent that much money?
I don't know. I'd have to go into the. I just buy them and I forget it. You know, I set it and forget it. So I have to go in and look at it. But what you're talking about is you're talking about the fact that I have a test account. Now, I'm doing this with a couple million dollars, to be honest with you, a few million dollars actually. And but I have one account that I show people because, you know, they can relate to $50,000, right? So in January, as you know, I put a $50,000 into an account. At the end of the month, I drew $46,75.10. And then in February, the next month, the account was down to $48,385. I withdrew $39.08. Then it was down to $47,000. I withdrew $45.50. Then it was back up to $50,000. I withdrew $56.81. Then it was back to $53,000. I withdrew $48.11. Then $55,000. And I withdrew $44.50. Then it was $54,000, $49,000. And actually last month, September, it was at $53,000. I withdrew $44,46.51. So far I drew out of account with $50,000 in it since January. I withdrew $41,352, which is an 82.71% profit, and I still have more than I started with. That's the account you're talking about, correct?
Right. I'm still at a loss to understand you, though, because unless you're telling me you get $5,000 a month, you know, $3,000 to $5,000 a month on $50,000, if that's what you're saying.
Yep.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what he's
saying. The same $50,000 has been in there since January, and I've withdrawn $41,352.89, and I still have over $50,000.
Yep.
And everyone in the school is doing this now. It's amazing. It's like
everybody's doing it.
They don't even want to talk about anything. They don't want to talk about anything. But
I know
now.
It's very frustrating because
it's frustrating.
Yeah, because we need to talk about.
But don't
other
you
things.
Want to learn about real estate? No, I just want to learn this. Don't you want to learn? I just want to learn this.
I know. So we're purposely like changing it up so that we're not just talking about this cover this strategy. So yeah.
Have you been here yet, Ken?
No.
Okay. So either you're extremely skeptical, or something else is keeping you from coming to find out what the story is with this.
Yeah, I just didn't come up to Langhorn. But anyway, but thanks. I guess I have trouble understanding, but I know you're going to say come to the show.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say, you know, it's not something you just wake up one day and start doing. You have to learn how to do it. You know, this has probably been an accumulation of over 15 years of me practicing different strategies and seeing which one works the best. And this is the one. This is the absolute one. As a matter of fact, we have a fund. It's called the Sultan Income Fund. It's for accredited investors. And if you want to, you just basically you're going to get half is what's going to happen, because the fund gets the other half. And a lot of people are investing in the fund. It's a $5 million cap. So you might want to hurry up. If you are an accredited investor, you might want to hurry up. And you can find out more information about that at sultanincomefund.com or sultanif.com. And you can find out more about that if you want to. If you're an accredited investor, we're giving the investors anywhere from 36 to 48% returns a year. So it's about 3 to 4% returns every month on their money. There's some risk involved, of course, and blah, blah, blah. All the disclosures you're supposed to say, like, you know, past results and future, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what you're supposed to say, but you do understand that there's a PPM. It's a 98-page PPM. You have to read it. and you have to decide if this is an investment for you. I personally think it's a lower risk investment. It's not a high risk investment. It's a lower risk investment. So if anybody wants to, actually, you know what? I'll tell you, let's do this. If you want to, you can actually text, if you take out your cell phone and you send to the number 26786, 26786, the word Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N, you'll actually get a link and you'll be able to apply to become part of the fund if you want. But of course, if you want to learn how to do this, it's the exact method we use in the fund, is come to Investor Schooling on Thursday night. And we'll teach you exactly what we're doing in the fund. I mean, this is real numbers. You know, I had two people so far ask me, oh, yeah, I don't believe you. Let me see. And I actually pulled out the statements and I showed them exactly what the numbers were. So if anybody ever wants to question me, I will show you exactly what it is. I will show you all the accounts we're doing it in. I will show you, you know, we have several accounts that we're doing it in, some with over $1 million, some with $500,000. And you can see it. And it's all real. And it's funny because, you know, when people like yourself, they come to me like, I can't believe it, I can't believe it, I can't believe it, but it's the truth. And I can't, I mean, I can't sit here and do it on, I can't, I would get in a lot of trouble if these numbers were fake. I could, Investor Schooling would be shut down by whatever, the Attorney General. I could possibly go to jail. So I don't know if that would happen, but depends on where it was.
Yeah, but I mean, all of it's true, so it's not like anything that would happen.
I'm just saying,
right?
I'm just saying. The point is, I'm not going to lie about this. This is real stuff, and I could verify it all, and that's the point. And we have students in here. How much did Jennifer make? Was it $72,000 or $98,000?
In the 70s, I think.
$70,000. $70,000 in 9 months. She made
$11,000.
Yeah, on Monday she made $11,000.
Yeah, on Monday.
Right, and you know, it's a woman, you know, humble lifestyle.
There,
you know, she came
to
us. She's a humble lifestyle. She came to us, and she had, you know, she had some money. She wanted to learn how to do this. She wanted to quit her job. And the funny part was on Thursday, I said, are you ready to quit your job with $11,000 a month income?
She says,
real close.
Yeah, she's real close. She's real close. And then there was somebody else, actually, who joined the fund. And she's like, I was working a high-powered job in corporate. And she's like, I don't want to go back to work. And you're trading for her. And she quit. She's not going back to work anymore. She's like, I'm done. And what was cool was that I think it was Tuesday. It was the first trading day of the month, right? It was Tuesday. So we were all sitting around. There was a couple of us who were all sitting around while Larry and Brian were doing the trading and having discussions. So that was pretty cool to say, oh, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, this is what's going on here. And, you know, it was just, you know, it was like an hour or so. Just kind of
2.5 hours.
Yeah, well, it was an hour of like for the discussion. And then once the discussion was over, then it was just a matter of doing all the trades, you know. So while you guys were doing your trades, I'm doing my trades, you know. And it was just cool, you know. And the guys who were in the room were just like, sit, because the agreement is that you have to just shut up and sit there. You know, like, you can't have, you're not involved in the discussion.
Unless we talked it out.
Yeah, like, you just need to sit and listen. But I think, you know, Jennifer learned a lot that day. I learned a lot that day. It was just kind of really cool to see all that stuff going on. And then you're in the program trading, you know, a couple $1 million, which is pretty,
that's
something you see every day.
It's really neat. Like, so certain programs that we have, if you know, the certain coaching programs that we have, if you come, you actually get to sit in and watch Brian and I. Brian is my assistant fund manager. Yeah. Brian and I trade and discuss it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny because, like, you know, these guys are trading 50 grand, maybe 100 grand, but we're trading a few $1 million, which is what's in the fund. And, you know, like, you get a little bit of a tingle when you know, they did the right thing, they did the right thing, you know. So just understand that it's very different when you're watching us trade a few $1 million and then you're trading your 50 grand and you feel much more confident because of that, too.
So,
Ken, when are you coming?
I don't know, but thanks for the explanation.
You're welcome, man. Go to investorschooling.com and come see us, man. I'm telling you, just come see us, and we'll tell you more. If you want to become part of the Sultan Income Fund, just go, you know, like I said, send a text message to 26786, 26786, the word Sultan. All right, Ken, thanks for calling, man. I appreciate you being a listener. You're awesome. So I have to talk about something that's bugging me.
What?
You know, I listen to a lot of radio shows.
Okay, yes.
And they're radio shows from financial advisors who are, I don't know, if I called them stupid, it would probably be a compliment.
I really think that you should call this person up, okay? And I think that you and him should have a live discussion on the radio. I think that would be fantastic. So that you could say that why you don't agree, and he could say why he doesn't agree.
I'm not even talking about agree. That's not even the point. It's the
I get it. Look, I get it. But you need to have, like, I'm telling you that I think you need to reach out to this person and say, hey,
I need to reach out to this person and give them some schooling.
Fine, but like, do it on the air because it would be an awesome show.
Yeah, but the but if I did that, so if any of the people, especially on this state, on this radio, you know, on the radio station, advertising this radio station, I would make a fool of them.
No, I think that you would educate, which is what you do for a living, right? You
right.
educate. But I think that you guys should have, it would be a very lively discussion, and I think it would be a good one, and I really think that you need to do this, because it would be good for you, it would be interesting for him.
These guys, you know what they do? They
stop
it.
You need to do that. Would you once in your life listen to me? Once listen
to me. I listen to you a lot.
You don't listen to me a lot.
Then you call him.
I will do that. I will make the call.
You call him, but I'm telling you right now, he would be a fool. He'd be a fool to debate me in finances.
I think that I will. I'm happy to make the introduction,
And I'll be really nice.
No, I'm sure you will.
I'll be really nice. I just don't like the fact that these guys go on the air.
So Kirk is going to give me the info, so I can reach out to him.
They give bad information.
I will reach out to Kirk. Right, Kirk, you're listening. Right, you're going to give me the whatever I need to reach out to this guy. I am happy to do it, and I'm happy to like make that coordination work. I really think it would be fantastic.
I just gotta bring up like so many things, but one blew my mind. The guy's going, he's like, you know, if you can't contribute to a Roth IRA because you make too much money, you should at least contribute to your 401k plan. I'm like, first of all, yes, you can contribute to your 401k plan. I agree with that. But everyone can contribute to a Roth IRA. All you need to do is understand how a backdoor Roth IRA works. And I don't understand how a guy, I've been doing this for 35 years, and all I do is make money selling annuities because they have the highest commission, and I don't really know how a Roth IRA works. That guy who's licensed doesn't know how a backdoor Roth IRA works. How can it be that this guy is actually licensed and actually calls himself a fiduciary, and he doesn't even know how it works? A backdoor Roth IRA is so simple. You take the $8,000 if you put it into a regular IRA, and the very next day you move it into a Roth IRA. It's so simple to do. It's just one simple movement because it's a loophole in how IRAs work. You can convert an IRA into a Roth IRA at any time. All you have to do is pay the taxes on the difference, right? The difference in what you made. I'm sorry, IRA to a Roth IRA, right? So if you made no money, so you didn't have any investment on that money, that $8,000 you put in, and you move it into a Roth IRA the next day, you actually go to your tax advisor, and he actually say, hey, I did this. And he says, hey, I put an IRA, and I get the tax deduction for the IRA. But then I converted it to a Roth IRA, so I have to pay the taxes on the tax deduction that I had. So the exact amount of money that you deducted is the exact amount of money you get back as a credit, and now you put the money in a Roth IRA, even if you make $1 million a year. So these limits of Roth IRA, they don't even exist. In fact, I really think that the IRA should just take the limit out because it would make so much more sense.
It's, you know, it's interesting. It's like to see your mind work when you're trying to read and trying to talk at the same time, because you're like, I could see you reading, and I could see you trying to comprehend what you're reading while you're still talking.
I make sure that I'm not, that they don't think I'm reading what an Roth IRA is.
I'm reading comments online, and I'm trying to follow. I've seen you do that in the past, and I guess it's just I'm watching you, and it's just like,
it's not easy.
Yeah, that's what I mean, like, because you're too busy having a discussion about trying to figure out what you're saying, and then reading
and
at the same
time. And somebody comes up and says, hey, Larry, how long do you hold a contract?
What are we talking about? Yeah.
Like, you know, hey, Chevy, when would you like to show up for investor schooling and I could teach you how? And guess what? You could come for free. I mean, it's like amazing. Hey, can you give me all this information that you teach for free and give it to me in 5 minutes? No!
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
You know, I actually want to, it's funny that you say that. So I want to do a call out to John. Do you remember John is the guy who came into the school? He always calls us up here sometimes.
Yeah, and he disappeared.
And he's the one who always curses, so we have to like kind of cut him off. And he was just like, show me how to do it. And we're like, it doesn't work that way, you know. And I think during the class, he's like, when are you going to show us how to do the covered call thing? And we're like, it's not something you learn in one night.
Right.
And I think he was a little frustrated that we weren't. And it's not like we weren't showing him. It's just like, you just can't learn it one night. It takes like a month, 6 weeks to learn. So
it takes longer than that.
To get an idea of how
Just to understand the terminology.
Yes, yes,
you know, and the
yes.
things you need to look at.
If that's what I meant. Yes,
by the time you're
trading,
it's usually 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, so my that's what I meant. Just to understand the concept and how everything works, it takes 4 to 6 weeks. So that's why it's not going to happen overnight. But he was really frustrated that we weren't just showing him, sitting him down, taking him aside and saying, this is what you're going to do, because it just doesn't work that way at the school. And then we have not heard from John. So if you're listening, I'm not sure what happened to you, John. Yeah, but, John, you know.
John's a baby.
So I don't know. It just was interesting.
Something wrong with the sound. Okay, so the sound, there's a problem with the sound online. You know what? I'll tell you what, I know what the sound problem is. Hey, Kirk, why don't you take us to a commercial while I fix the online sound?
Hey, this is Larry Stidus with Investor Schooling. How many times are you going to listen to my voice before you finally go to investorschooling.com? I can't believe you haven't signed up for a class yet. You're going to learn real estate investing. You're going to learn stock options trading. You're going to learn things about money that you didn't even know existed. Go to investorschooling.com right now. Oh my goodness. This Thursday, investorschooling.com, and take that free class. See you there. Hey, this is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Listen, I know sometimes you worry about coming to see me because you don't want to invest in real estate, because you don't want to deal with toilets, trash, or tenants. I'm going to teach you a way that you don't have to deal with toilets, trash, or tenants, or even own any real estate and invest in real estate at the same time. You want to learn this, so go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com, and take a complimentary class this Thursday, and I promise you, no toilets, no trash, no tenants. Hey, this is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. I've been talking about myself for all these years. Now it's time for you to hear from one of our great clients.
Investor Schooling lives up to the promises. Larry's a great teacher, teaches about the whole new approach to thinking about money. I've taken to heart many of the things that he's taught me, and my financial life has improved.
Come to Investor Schooling, and you could be just like Charlie and change your financial life. Go to investorschooling.com. We will see you Thursday. Hey, this is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Did you know that we have a radio show right here on WPHT every Saturday at 1 o'clock? It's called The Larry Steinhaus Show. And you want to listen to this show because it's a live show and you can call in. In fact, here's the call-in number.
855-939-1137.
And when you call in, you can ask us questions about real estate, the stock market, even politics. Make sure you tune in Saturday, 1 o'clock. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Did you know that there are so many different ways to prepare for retirement, and annuities are not the answer? Come learn this Thursday by taking a free class on Investor Schooling. Come to Investor Schooling and you will learn so many different ways that you can make more money in retirement than you actually expected to. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday. That's investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. We'll see you there. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Did you know that you can buy real estate with absolutely no money out of your pocket? That's right. If you've listened to our show or if you've read my book, Money Hacks, I talk about how to buy real estate with absolutely no money out of your pocket. You should come this Thursday night to a complimentary class at Investor Schooling and learn more. Learn how to buy properties with no money. Learn how to make money at closings and learn how to make a monthly income. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. Take your complimentary class this Thursday. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Did you know that you can leverage the stock market with a little bit of money to make a lot of money? That's right. We have something that we teach called stock options, and you can make a lot of money with a little bit of money using stock options. Yep, you got to learn how to do it. So go to investorschooling.com, and you will learn how to do it. Take a complimentary class this Thursday, and I'm going to teach you that and more. Investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. We'll see you there.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. No problem. That's right.
We have no idea what's going on over
listen,
here.
Listen, you know what?
You're a little bit disorganized
it's
here.
Saturday
you know?
Morning, right?
Come on, Kirk. You got to get up.
Kirk was out drinking late last night.
I know. I'm like, you got to coordinate with Glenn because Glenn is smooth. Come on, Kirk. You're not being smooth. Come on, Kirk.
Welcome back to the Larry Sinow Show. Thank you, guys. We just had to fix some stuff on YouTube video. We fixed it. There's no more buzz, which is pretty awesome. Thank you guys for letting me know. But I also want to make a quick shout out to our friends at Marketing Agency Near You. Hey, these are the geniuses behind all our websites, including InvestorSchooling.com, the Sultan Income Fund, LarrySinow.com, and even our charity, Love 27. Dan Jones and his team don't just make websites. They get your business seen, trusted, and chosen. We're talking PR coverage, media features, SEO, even showing up in AI interviews. And when you add their smart advertising, your brand becomes impossible to ignore. So this will bring in more leads and more conversions. So if you want to get noticed and actually grow your business, claim your free consultation and plan right now at yourfreeplan.com. That's yourfreeplan.com. Go grab it before someone else does. Hey, how's that for reading a commercial? Was that good?
It's weird listening to you read a commercial. It's not something I'm used to hearing you do, actually. It's weird for me. You know, like, there's some things I expect you to do and some things I don't expect you to do, and that was one I'm just not, you know.
Well, we opened up the show to sponsors, and we have a couple of people coming on board. This was the first one to come
on board. And Jones is great. Like, honestly, Jones is, I've known him for a couple of years, and he is very good, and he has a great team. I know he also has a graphic design team. Like, he does very, very good work, and I'm always looking at his stuff and, you know, making a couple tweaks here and there. But he always does really great work. Has always great suggestions. And at the end of the day, he's a really nice guy. Like, you could sit and have a beer with him. He's, like, a really nice guy.
Yeah, you know, so if you're doing anything online or anything that you want to get your business moving, it's yourfreeplan.com is his website, yourfreeplan.com. And, again, we recommend him. We're using him.
Yeah, we use him for all our stuff. And we have for a while now, yeah. So he does the FIQ website, too. Don't forget, he does that one, too.
Oh, yeah. Financial IQ website, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Website too.
All right, cool. All right, so we talked about psychics.
Yeah, you never let me finish my story, but I guess the whole point is over, so it's okay.
I don't know. It's like, you know, there's a point where, you know, if you go more than 10 minutes on a story that has to do with psychics on a financial show,
unless,
of course, you're talking to the Stock Option Sultan, because the Stock Option Sultan is the best psychic ever, as we all know. Because the Stock Option Sultan predicts the stock market. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to come to Investor Schooling and watch the Stock Option Sultan segment. It'll crack you up. It's like, you know, basically this is the intro to it, or the sort of intro to it.
Stock Option Sultan.
I didn't know you had this available.
Stock Option Sultan.
And that's where the name Sultan Income Fund came from, because
Paul, you know, right? Paul did that.
Well, Paul did the music. Yeah.
Paul did the music for it.
But,
yeah,
but where the Sultan Income Fund came from, me playing the character of the Sultan, the Stock Option Sultan, and the Stock Option Sultan is always right, but not always right on time.
How did the Stock Option Sultan come about?
So the Stock Option Sultan came about when my former partner Phil.
Yeah.
You know, I used to go up and I used to do that. I used to do without the hat, without the turban, and without the jacket. I used to just go up there and go, hey, you know, this is what I think the stock market's going to do. And people started saying, hey, how'd you know that? How'd you figure that out? And so somebody called me the Stock Option Sultan. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Okay.
It was either he called me Stock Option Sultan, or somebody called me Stock Option Sultan. I don't know.
And it just stuck.
But when we said it, the first thing we thought of was Johnny Carson and Carnac.
Okay, I know what you're talking
about. So the Carnac hat. So we went online, we went to Amazon, and we tried to find something like the Carnac hat. We found it, which was the one we wear.
Yeah.
And then I found a dedicated jacket for the Stock Option Sultan. And then we had Paul write the music. And we tried it one day. I don't even know if you know this, but we used to have like a fog machine.
Oh, I remember the fog machine.
Right, we used to make a fog machine come up with... And the Stock Option Sultan would come in the fog machine.
I do remember that.
But the fog machine would clog all the time. It wouldn't work, would break, and I finally just had to get rid of it because it was so much fun watching the lights, and we had colored lights in the front too that went through the fog.
Yeah.
So it was really, really neat. But the best part though is when people come, they tell me stocks and I pick stocks and I could tell you what I believe is gonna happen.
Yeah.
And often most of the time, you know, not always, but most of the time I'm right. And it's kind of neat. I come up with numbers, and it's kind of interesting to watch it happen.
I think what's nice about it is that you kind of you bring up the stock on CNBC and then you look at the chart.
Yeah, and I show people why I feel that way.
Right. So it's not like, hey, I think this is going to happen, but it's like you're looking at the chart, you see this, and I see the movement here, and this is why, and I'm looking at the volume, and I'm looking at the PE, and I'm looking at all these things. So you can learn from, when you're doing the stock option talk, you're doing it a little bit faster than if you're doing it in like a regular class, but you're pointing all the reasons why you think that this is going to happen, which I think makes a difference, and it makes it a lot easier to follow and understand. So
it's funny, people come in for the first time, they have stocks that they own, and they want me to rate the stocks that they own, and I say, this is what I think is going to happen, or some people come in like, yeah, you know, I bought the stock for $3 and it's now $27. What do you think I should do? And my immediate answer is sell it.
It's like sell it. Get out of there and sell it. Yeah.
Really?
I think that was something that I got, because I know before I ever met you, I was a little bit interested in the stocks and how it worked, but I just didn't really understand it. And I saw all these different programs that teach you how to read the charts, but the candlesticks,
right,
I remember learning that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So the way you do it, I think it makes a lot more sense now.
Right. So there's so many different ways to read charts. There's candlesticks and there's MACD and there's Bollinger Bands and I don't know, other stuff. And I learned all that. And I'm like, every time I learned it, I'm like, wait a minute. Every time I look at what they're teaching me, I came to the same exact conclusion they did by just looking at the basic chart.
Yeah.
In fact, their charts, the candlesticks and the Bollinger Bands and the MACD, all of that to me is just minutia. And it makes it harder to analyze. So I can analyze a stock in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's what I teach you guys. So it's very different. What we teach is very different. We teach you how to do this. And I say I teach it at a sixth grade level.
Yeah.
And it's really true. I teach it at a sixth grade level. Which means really, literally, a sixth grader can do what I'm teaching. So if you're older than a sixth grader, you could probably do it too.
Well, I was having this discussion with my brother, because my brother does the stock market also, and then he was asking me questions. He's like, what do you think of this stock? And I looked at it and I'm like, it's too volatile for a covered call. I said, it goes between like 325 and 350 too much, and I'm like, I wouldn't do this, but maybe for something else. But I'm like, no, I would stay away from it. And he gave me some other one. I'm like, no, I said, the volume is like less than a million. I would stay away from this one. You know, it was just funny because he would throw me stocks and I was looking at it and I'm like, I mean, because it's not really what I do,
right.
But
and
I mean,
you're
I'm
figuring
more,
out, right?
Yeah, but I'm looking and I'm like, no, I would stay away from this one, and this is why. And I would stay away from it, and then I'd look at something. I'm like, oh, I like this one. This is good because it's only between like 15 and 17, and this is probably a good one to do, you know, a cover call on. You know what I mean? And just like stuff like that. And it was just funny because my brother is, you know, he's like 8 years older than me, and he's been doing this a whole lot longer than I have. And it's just interesting that he's coming to me for my opinion, which is kind of cool.
That's actually really cool. That's
cool.
Actually a compliment. It's,
yeah,
you know,
it was pretty. Yeah, it was
great.
Pretty cool. So yeah,
And it's funny, like, you know, the discussion in investor schooling, we mentioned it before, it's like everybody comes in, I just want to learn that thing you've been talking about on the radio about how you can make whatever the percentage I made, what was it, 80, I don't even remember anymore. I made 82% so far, and the year's not even over yet. Remember, this was a one-year test. Now, I'm going to continue it anyway.
Yeah.
By the way, did you know what I'm going to do with this?
This is going to be to buy your car.
To buy my Rolls Royce Dawn. That's really what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to buy a Rolls Royce Dawn with it.
Yeah. So it was funny because so Phil and I went to the bar last night. We usually go out on Friday nights to just kind of goof off. And I was telling him how you're buying. I said, I told him that you're buying that $3 million house. And he's looking at me. He's like, there's two of them. I'm like, I know. And then I said, you're buying a Rolls Royce. And he looks at me. He's like, really? And I'm like, yep. And then I said, you're using the covered calls to pay for everything.
Right. $350,000 is all I'm using.
$350,000?
Okay. So 301 account and 50,000 another account, right?
Okay.
So the $50,000 account is this one, the one we're talking about now.
For the Rolls Royce.
Right. And I'm going to buy a used Rolls Royce Dawn, so it's only going to cost me about $250 instead of $500. So, you know, I just want to let you know, that I am cheating a little bit by buying a used one.
Okay.
Because nobody in their right freaking mind would buy a brand new $500,000 car when you could buy the same car used for half the price.
Okay.
I, most people not in their right mind would buy a $250,000 used car.
I want to see this car. I want to see this car that you're looking to buy. You have to show me this car. I want to see what a $250,000 car looks like.
How about a $500,000 car? Showroom new, it's $500,000.
Okay. I still want to see.
And I'm going to buy about a 3 to 5 year old one that's going to cost me about $250,000.
I know that when I was, you know, before my, you know, incident at my house, I was looking at Audis because I love Audis.
Right.
And I remember driving one that was just beautiful, and had wood inlay. It was just gorgeous.
Yeah,
for me,
yeah.
It was beautiful. And it was just, I can't get over how gorgeous it was. And when I drove it, it was smooth. It was just, I loved it until it ran into my house. But, you know, I just loved it so much, and that's what I was going to get. But I want to see this car that you have just love as much as you love to see what, you know, what makes it $500,000.
I'm going to tell you the story about the Rolls Royce.
Tell me the story.
Okay, so it was maybe 15 years ago, right after my bankruptcy, right?
Yeah.
And, I was still, I didn't know what I was doing because obviously, like I said in my book, I knew exactly what I needed to do to recover from it. But we're really close to it right now. And I happened to go to Kerbeck in New Jersey, FC Kerbeck. And I didn't know this was a Highline car place.
Okay.
I just like to look at cars. It's just like one of those things. I look at cars.
Yeah.
And upstairs, they have the Rolls Royces.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Right. And I go upstairs, and I was so intimidated by these cars. You know, I'm looking at Rolls Royces. Wow. And I'm so intimidated by these cars. I almost couldn't walk into the room.
Wow.
Right. And then I slowly approached these cars.
Okay.
And I see the Rolls Royce Dawn. It was black on black. And it was gorgeous, right?
Okay.
So I think it was black with white interior, actually. So, and it was like, I've never seen anything like this in my life before, right?
Okay.
And I was so intimidated by it, I couldn't move within 3 feet of it. I was afraid I was going to give it COVID.
Really?
Yeah. That's how intimidated I was by it, right?
It's hard to see you intimidated by much of anything. That's why I'm just really...
Right, but this is where it comes up, right?
Okay.
So now there's the bully beating me, right?
All
right. Right? It's not really the bully.
No, I get it. I get it. Right? Sure.
So now I have to go buy one.
Okay. So it's not even... It's not even the actual car.
The car's gorgeous. Wait till you see it.
I'm sure that it is, but I'm saying, but it's the whole... That whole mental thing that you went through that makes you want to buy.
Right, exactly, right.
Got it.
So getting back to what I was saying, right? So the Rolls Royce store, it's going to cost me about $250,000. I'll probably have to put, I don't know, maybe $25,000, $30,000, whatever. That's fine.
Okay.
But after that, the payment is around $4,500 a month.
Okay.
And that's for 60 months, right?
5 years, okay.
So if I continue this and I keep getting $4,500 a month-ish, right, every month, I'm going to use this $50,000 to generate the income to buy that Rolls Royce Dawn.
Yeah.
Right now, my new house, the mortgage payment is a ridiculously high number.
Yep.
And I'm going to use that one to $300,000 to pay that mortgage payment. Now, that doesn't include all my other assets. It doesn't include my real estate. It doesn't include anything else. So I'm going to use this $350,000 just to pay for my car and to pay for my house.
Okay.
Now, you could do the same exact thing. I mean, first of all, $50,000, if you put $50,000 into an account and you get, $4,400 a month, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You could do a lot with that. I mean, I'm at the point where I could buy a Rolls Royce Dawn with it. It's a little bit different, but you could pay a lot of bills with that. That could solve a lot of problems.
So I'm doing it and I'm paying. So I just made a payment on my Amex card with the money that I just got in from this last month. So I have two lenders that I'm paying with it. And then I have my husband's motorcycle. Thank you very much, Phil, for that I'm paying with that. And then I just made a big payment on one of my Amex cards. So that's what I'm using the money for, is to pay off some, like, just some debt and pay all that stuff down. So, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it awesome? It really relieves the pressure.
It does relieve some financial pressure, yeah.
Now, there are those people out there who go, I don't even know where to get $50,000. Look, you need to learn how to change your money habits.
Yeah.
We have a program, it's called Financial IQ. It meets probably, we would say four times a year, probably going to meet three times a year.
Yeah.
But the next one's in Orlando. You could come into the class and find out about it. Or you can go to actually financialretreats.com, and you can find out more about that if you want to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a program we have, and it's a three-day program. We completely change your mind on money.
Yeah.
Now, and Debbie and I actually wrote this course. It's 158 pages.
Yeah.
And we wrote this course together. And frankly, it's not, we don't even teach it. We actually moderate it.
Yeah.
Like, we tell you, go to this page and do this, go to this page and do that. And it's a fantastic program because it really changes life. The last one in Vegas, people came back and they were like, and you could see it. You could see their faces change.
Yeah.
You could even see people, like, their whole mind changing, right?
Yeah. So it was really cool. And we got a lot of great reviews on it. People were, like, really happy. Because there was a couple people in there, they're like, I'm going to give you some feedback. And I'm like, give me the feedback. That's what we want. And at the end of the day, she's like, don't change anything. Everything was fine. She's like, don't change it. She's like, whatever
so
I was going to tell you.
We were exhausted by the end of it.
Yeah, by the last day we were.
We couldn't finish the last, like, 2 hours.
I think by, like, 3 o'clock, we're like, just ask questions because we're exhausted,
Right.
So the lesson we learned is that we actually have to go to bed at night instead of go out partying with everybody.
Right.
So that was what we should have learned. But,
And that was the one on Saturday night that I had that huge suite that I rented in the Venetian.
Yeah.
And, had a pool table in it, had a piano in it, couple of TVs, whatever, and then we catered it in. A
couple couches. Yeah, it was pretty, right. it was, he held, what, like 50 people in that room.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
And there was plenty of room for more people if you
right,
wanted,
exactly.
you know what I mean? So it was
exactly.
pretty cool. So
and part of that is we do that because I want to show you what happens when you start thinking that you can be rich.
Yeah.
And everybody listening to my voice can be rich. And if you're already rich, you can be richer. You can have anything you want. It's amazing to me that, you know, people are still, they're still out there going, oh, it can't be, it can't be, it can't be. Well, you're absolutely right. If you keep saying it can't be, it can't be. I mean, like Ken a little while ago, I wasn't sure if he was calling because he was skeptical. But a lot of people are coming, they're completely skeptical. Like, there's no way. There's no way you're doing what you're doing. It's impossible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not impossible. All I'm doing is exactly the techniques that other people have learned how to do or that I've refined. You know, like this covered call technique, you know, I didn't look this up anywhere. Nobody said to me, nobody taught me this.
Yeah.
What I did was I learned covered calls a while back, a long time ago, and I started doing them every once in a while, and I started, and this all started. I mean, it's amazing how this all started because of a couple of skeptical students who said, there's no way that could be. I'm like, all right, you know what? I am going to prove it to you. And we did two challenges. We did two tests, actually. One was a test where we, in 6 months, I turned 30,000 into 42,000. And then this test, this is the one that clinched it. Yeah. And it's funny because it was just a test. And it turns out to be, this is the greatest thing that we teach now.
Yeah.
Is, you know, I wanted to show people that if you put money in the thing and you bought the stocks at whatever price it was, it doesn't even matter, and you sold the calls the next day, you would continue to make a lot of money no matter what. And then we started to take the fear out of it. And once we started to take the fear out of it and it started to roll.
And it was cool when we were doing the covered call challenge because all the students really got involved in it. Like everybody was, you know, they'd come into class on Monday and Thursdays and be super excited. Hey, where are you at? And where are you at? And look at the numbers every Monday and see where everybody was doing. And we didn't know what anybody was what stocks they were in until the end, you know. And then we had Brian who made 50% on his money in 8 weeks, which was crazy.
50% of his money in 8 weeks.
In 8 weeks. It's crazy.
And he did it. And he did it safely.
And he did it safely.
So you got to understand, it's interesting because it's like he didn't just take risks. Yeah. He did it safely. Now, it was interesting because Brian became my assistant fund manager because he won this contest. And it wasn't that he won the contest by luck. He didn't. He won the contest by really skillfully deciding which stocks to do and what calls to sell. And when I asked him how he did it, because we actually explained it in class, I asked him how he did it. He said he did this, he did this, he did this. And I'm looking at him like, wow, this is great. And the funny part is just the same thing all the time. He says, you know, I did an hour worth of research on this stock and I came up with the same exact conclusion you came up with in 5 minutes. But the fact that he knew how to do the research was helpful.
Yeah.
And then you watched us the other day when we traded in the fund. When you know the conversation we had beforehand picking the stocks, and it was very interesting. We had a board where, you know, we had two to five numbers. Like this would be a two, this would be a five,
right?
And don't think the two and the five doesn't mean that two's better than the five. Actually, the five was the most risky one. We were talking about
like how much risk you want to take.
There were more risks, like 7 and 10 risks, but we would not do that. We won't go anything higher than a five risk, and we determine that risk based on a number of factors. Now that five risk, we will not put a lot of it in.
Right.
We're trying to blend it to be a total three risk. And that's where we could come up with a saying, like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is probably a 3-4 risk.
It is impressive to watch Brian work.
Yeah,
because even when you're doing, like, stock options on all front, he'll be looking at the stocks and starts writing stuff down.
Right,
so
exactly.
I totally see why, you know, he's the associate manager for the fund. Like, I see why, you know, I see it. Because, I mean, he really knows his stuff. And I know for a while, I'm like, hey, what do you think of this? Or what do you think of this? And he was helping me out, too. I'm like, he's very knowledgeable. I mean, he's very knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's become a coach at Investor Schooling, although he's not an accountant yet. But he's become a coach at Investor Schooling. Yeah. It's funny. We have students like, I don't want to talk to you, Larry. I want to talk to him. I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah,
I'm actually
really
glad.
It is. It's neat.
Because
yeah.
I have, you know, we probably have still about 140 active students. Now, when I say 140 active, that means these are the people who are still with us, you know, continue to be part of our school, haven't left, haven't moved, haven't died.
Yeah,
we've had some students die, unfortunately. And they're still with us, but we've probably had about 500 go through the school.
Yeah.
You know, who have actually, you know, become students, did some things. Some of them, it's funny. You got to look at this. Look at this board over here. So this is Natalia. Natalia was a student, right? She was an online student, and it's funny. She just posted that she's in Monaco.
Okay.
And she's in Monaco on vacation. She's doing a video about how excited she is in Monaco, right? And then I said, huh? I actually commented on her video. I said, looks like fun. So she comments back. She says, having so much fun traveling in Europe for 3 weeks, my covered calls are working for me.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, that's so awesome.
She's not even part of school anymore. She didn't renew. And she goes, I don't care. I learned so much. I'm making all this money. So yeah, I was like, it's just awesome. Great to know that, you know, that Natalia is now in Europe, in Monaco, because of covered calls.
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me that this actually works. And of course, if you want to learn more, go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. Find out more. If you want to get into fund and you don't want to do any work by yourself, you could go to sultanincomefund.com, or even better, send a text message to 26786. So, the word Sultan, S-U-L-T-A-N, 26786, and you'll get information on the fund. So it's fun. This has become the new thing, and it's like, have you noticed that the morale was never low in the school.
The morale was never been low.
Never low. Yeah, but isn't it like incredibly high right
definitely,
now?
It definitely went up.
It's like everybody's energetic.
It's very energetic. Everybody's like excited to talk about, you know, what they're working on or what their strategies are. And it's really cool to see. It's just really cool to see. Because I was away when you started it. So when I got back, I had no idea it even started. And you're like, well, you don't know about the cover crawl challenge? And I'm like, I don't even know what the heck you're talking about.
Right. That was the challenge. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, the challenge. And then I got back. Everybody was just like super crazy excited. And we can't get people to leave now anymore. Because right. Everybody's too busy talking. I know, our trick would be like turn off the lights and people will get the hint.
Right.
Yeah, people will still stand there in the dark talking. It's just like, oh my God, funny. What's going on? So, and it's just funny, you know. And once we kick them out, they're still outside talking for like 20 minutes, half hour, because, you know, we're leaving like 20 minutes later. And then,
yeah, eventually I just say, get out.
Yeah, that, now we're like, come on, you guys got to go because we want to go home. So it's just as hysterical. But there's a lot of energy in the room now. And it's just exciting. It's exciting that everything's going on.
Kimmy just commented. She says she loves investor schooling. It's the best education that you'll ever get. And I agree. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the other thing that guy on the radio said. He said, they don't teach this stuff in school. That's right, they don't. So come to investor schooling and learn it. Yeah. You need to learn this stuff. You need to understand. You know, it's funny. Even if you really trust your registered ripoff, I'm sorry, your registered rep, then you need to at least know what he's doing.
I think it's funny because I was telling you a little bit about my brother, but for years I would go to him about investment advice. You know, like all the time I would go to him, or I'd, you know, just because I didn't know much about it. And I think it's cool that now the roles are reversed. He's like, well, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that?
That's neat.
So it is. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that that's happening. Cause we all my brothers and my sister and I, we all went to Argentina for a couple weeks, and him and I, we would sit down on the couch and have discussions about the stock market and had discussions about covered calls. And he would talk to me about this and talk to me about that. And I'm like, yeah, but what about this? What about that? And we would talk about real estate and that kind of thing. And I was talking to him, like, how much do you have here? And I'm like, you should consider doing this. And it was just interesting because he finally saw me as like an equal and not his little sister. Sure. So it was pretty cool, actually. So it was neat to see something
that was
exciting.
Too, when you came to school as a student,
yeah,
you had no interest in the stock market whatsoever.
I had none, yeah.
Right. And as a matter of fact, even when you started working with the school, you still had no interest.
No.
And then it slowly built up. You're like, you know what? All these people making money. Why aren't I making money? So yeah. You started to do it too.
So I started doing it too, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm still like, my primary is still real estate. Like, I prefer, you know, but I'm definitely doing cover calls. This year I've been doing cover calls all year.
Yeah, if you look down at your income, compare your income to the amount of money you made in cover calls, the amount of money you made in real estate.
Yeah, I mean,
the cover calls will probably be 5 to 10 times more, which is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like, as far as income, but I mean, as far as net worth, though, the real estate.
No, they're right. So that's the thing. It's really cool because you have to remember too that what we're teaching you is income. This is an income. So remember, I said, you know, we put $50,000 in the first month. And I took out $46.75 the first month.
Yeah.
You can't leave the $46.75 in. It doesn't work. It actually raises the risk.
Yeah.
So that's why we teach this. So now you have to figure out what to do with your $46.75, right? Now, I realize a lot of people say, I know what I do with that, but that's okay. But after a while, you know, you have a lot of $4,500-ish, whatever, coming to you. You have to figure out what to do with them. So now you can build that into something else, maybe pay some real estate down, maybe pay some mortgages down, maybe buy some real estate.
Yeah.
So this is an income fund. So remember I said that I was using $300,000 to pay for my house and $50,000 to pay for the car, right? That's because it's income. So the $300,000 will, you know, will probably never go up past maybe $310,000, and the $50,000 will, you know, I've seen it as high as $55,000 so far. It's not going to go up. It's because you're taking the profit out every month.
Right.
And that's what's really neat. So it's like, imagine buying a house. You buy a rental property and you buy the house for $50,000 and your net income is $46,75. That would be an incredible house, right?
You know,
that'd be an incredible return on your money. That's what this is, an incredible return on your money.
When I was a student and I first started here, I remember you always saying that, I want to go buy a car. I need to go buy a house to be able to go buy my car. Do you remember you were saying that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you would say, I need to find $300 to make a payment on this car, whatever it was. And you'd go buy a house. You'd make sure you had at least $300 cash flow so that money would be going towards paying the car so that you were never paying for it. But you'd always say, I want to buy this. I need to go buy some real estate to be able to do that.
Exactly. So what she's saying basically is that's exactly it. So if I would buy a house, how much do we put down on every house we buy almost?
Zero,
right. So people still don't understand that you can buy houses with no money out of your pocket. It's real. We teach this every day too. And it's like, you can't make 10% a month on your money. Not 10%. You can't make 7-8%. What am I averaging here?
So I bought two houses this year.
I'm averaging 8.95%. You can't make an average of 8.9% a month. And you can't buy houses with no money. Keep believing that.
Yeah.
Stay in your house. Watch your TV. And live your either broke or mediocre life, and that's okay with me. I don't care. You can do that. You have my permission to do it.
So I bought two houses.
But I'm telling you I can do it. Wait, let me finish.
I was trying to talk before. You kept interrupting me. So
yeah, I know,
go ahead. Finish your story.
This show has my name on it.
Yes. It's the Larry Steinhaus Show.
And I am the Larry Steinhaus.
And Deb is the smartest one in the room. Don't forget.
Debbie is the smartest one in the room. Now I forgot what I was saying.
All right, go ahead.
I forgot what to say. Guy, now you might as well say what you want to say.
So I was going to say that I bought two houses this year with no money out of my pocket got money back for both of them. So one I got like $29,000 and change back, and the other one I got $49,800 and change back.
I bought $2 million worth of mobile home parks. We got $45,000 back at closing.
Yeah.
I mean, people still don't believe it. They just don't get it.
Yeah.
That's real. And if you want to be skeptical, be skeptical. I don't care. Yeah. What do I tell people? I wake up every day, I'm a multimillionaire, and I'm making more money than you could ever imagine. All right, you give me a number. Guy, call me. You guys, we have 2 minutes. I don't know if we have any time. 855-939-1137. Guess how much money I make a year, and I still do this show for you. And if you're right, I'll send you a book. Actually, if you even have the right amount of zeros, I'll give you a book. 855-939-1137. But you better call soon because you got exactly 1 minute to call before the show ends.
Nothing like added pressure. Come on, hurry up, do it.
Right? And you have to understand, this is what I do. I love this. I love teaching people. I love helping people. They're like, if you make that much money, what do you do in investor schooling? Because I love it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I do it? It's so much fun. I get to hang out with Dr. Deb. I get to hang out with Omri. We get to hang out with the students. We get to live vicariously through them when they make money. I remember when Jennifer, we were talking about this the other day. Jennifer, right? Jennifer comes to us a year ago, and she's just an average person.
So quiet,
right?
And timid.
Person, right? And she starts learning this, and one day she comes running up to me, I made $100 in the stock market, I can't believe it. And so remember, she's never made any money in the stock market before, so she didn't even know the stock, I mean, she knew what it was, but I made $100, doing a call play. And I'm thinking to myself, big deal. You made $100, big freaking deal. But, of course, I'm encouraging her. I'm like, that's great. And I'm like, literally rolling my eyes in my head, not rolling them, she can't see it.
Right.
My brain is saying, who cares? Right, and this woman now, because I kept encouraging her, she kept doing it. This is the one we were just talking about. 70. I
think it's like 70 some thousand.
She'll tell you 70 some thousand, 72, 78,000. I don't even.
And
this is the one who made the
11,000 on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, she made 11 grand on Tuesday.
11
right?
grand on Tuesday.
Right.
On
so anyway,
Tuesday.
Look, go to investorschooling.com. Find out more. We were having a great time today talking about this. Unfortunately, we don't have our second hour today because of sports games, so we have to get going now. I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want to learn more, go to investorschooling.com. Of course, I want to thank you, Dr. Deb, for being here, and hopefully Omri is enjoying himself with his kid. That's great. And of course, I want to thank Kirk. Kirk was an awesome producer today, even though Glenn's out. So, we got nobody here today. So go to investorschooling.com. You can find out more, or you can go to the Sultan Income Fund if you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about that. And I don't know what else. Anyway, we'll see you guys on Thursday night. I'm excited for you guys. See you then.
This
program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.